This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If you want spring to mid-season bulbs to plant this fall, you best get to finding some. With 2020 being a wildly enthusiastic year for gardens and landscaping design, some local nurseries and online sites that sell exclusive bulbs are flashing out-of-stock signs already. I went to 4 sites to find garlic bulbs, but I'm not talking garlic today. I'm talking daffodils and tulips and crocus, oh my, and more. Normally, I would talk about this in October. Well, I guess it darn near is. But with so many folks taking advantage of an opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors, you may want to start looking now. There's a new 2020 daffodil called White Petticoat. Stark white cone-shaped flower cups sit on top of grass-like foliage. The flowers start out creamy yellow and then turn stunning white. Growing to 10 inches, it slips in nicely anywhere. Something to bring some sunshine to your landscape is a new daylily called Sunburst Splashes, reblooming. Yeah, it's a rebloomer for a fall burst. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Many of you have seen my rainbow parrot tulips I planted last year. They were stunning. Today, I introduce you to the black parrot tulip. Parrot tulips have wavy, heavily frilled blooms. This black one is superb, with the exterior of the petals a deep purple turning blackish purple inside. There are highlights of yellow and green and orange. You have to see this one on my website. It's a late spring bloomer, about 12 inches tall. There's a tulip called Bullseye. Kind of looks like Christmas on a stick. Its red petals are surrounded with lime green petals. It's another late spring bloomer. Tomorrow, I'll give you information on how to plant them. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.